Once asylum seekers have registered with French authorities, even after long, dangerous journeys by sea and foot, the uncertainty can be stressful, especially with nowhere to go and nothing to do. The English charity, Good Chance, welcomes asylum seekers into a dome tent in Paris's 19th district. It's alive with art, music, and theater, all created by migrants. Each week, Parisians crowd in for an afternoon of singing, dancing, laughs, and emotional performances. Volunteers run creative workshops to help the migrants put together the week's show. Mohamed Mustafa, a 22-year-old refugee from Sudan, talks of his country's suffering in a poem he wrote in Arabic.
They understand me. I speak a little bit English.
His English isn't very good, but he told me he comes because the people are happy. Abdul Sabour, who teaches dance from his native Afghanistan, said the organization saved his life.
One day, really, I was very stressed, and I want to kill myself, like jump to the train, and then I decide to come here.
Many of the migrants are escaping repression, and Sabour says the creative workshops have given them the opportunity to blossom.
In Afghanistan, I was not dancing, and sometimes I'm dancing. There's many people who can talk in front of the people, and now they're dancing, and they're talking, and they say stories.
The Good Chance charity started in the Calais migrant camp, known as the Jungle, back at the height of the refugee crisis in 2015. It was founded by two English playwrights, Joe Murphy and Joe Robertson, the Joes as they're known, who went to see the camp with their own eyes.
And yeah, met lots and lots of people, all with a need to talk about what they were going through. And for us, that's what theatre is. So we decided that a really concrete way of helping there could be to build a theatre where people could tell their own stories together.
The Joes also wrote a play called The Jungle, based on the people they met in the Calais camp. It recently opened in London's West End. After the Calais camp was dismantled in 2016, Good Chance saw the need for building links between newly arrived migrants and locals, so they moved their program to Paris.
For us, art is a crucial tool, a secret weapon in that, because it allows you to have human relationships with people and get to know people in a much deeper way. So these spaces that we're building, like this one, are really an answer or an attempt to answer that question. How do we live together? How do we get to know each other? And that's what today a big hope show is about.
The diversity of participants and volunteers, Joe Robertson says, makes it a show unlike any other.
You know, the great thing about working with people from lots of different places is that people bring their artistic traditions and their unique ways of expressing themselves, whether it's Afghan dance or Eritrean music or Sudanese poetry. And when those amazing traditions start to collide, you know, beautiful new things emerge.
This summer is the third edition of the program in Paris. Clémence Morisco is a Parisian student who attended the Hope Show several weeks in a row.
I really enjoyed the different stories and different languages that had a chance to be heard, even though maybe not understood, but somehow something still came through to everyone, which was really beautiful.
Twenty-eight-year-old Marie Noor quit her job to volunteer full-time with Good Chance.
I just want to make something that makes sense, and so I took a big decision. I quit my job. It's not about refugees, it's not about the migrants, it's really about friends.
Noor says she and her boyfriend have gone one step further and have taken a teenage asylum seeker into their home. Jake Saganero, DW, Paris.